Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us one final time before the big event takes place this Saturday to talk about Tawas Uncorked and Untapped is Mac McKinnon. How are you, Mac?
I am absolutely fabulous.
I'll bet you are, from the Friends of the East Tawas Library. And the event, just a couple of days away now?
Yeah. Saturday?
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day. So I think it's going to be wonderful for anybody who wants to come on out and really experience this event.
I really hope so, because this year we've got 17 wineries. The very first year, 7 years ago, it was 8.
Is that right?
This year we've got 7 breweries. The very first year there were none.
None.
And this year we've got 8 restaurants. The very first year I think there were 4 or 5. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So bigger and better than ever, I guess we can say this
bigger
year.
Bigger and better.
That's right. Well, I don't know how much better we can make it. It's bigger, but it's always been great. So
thank you.
A wonderful event that has really caught on a statewide basis, hasn't it?
Yeah, we get great compliments all the time from the Michigan State wine industry about what a fabulous festival we run. And we also were told the very first year, and it's been said every year since, that our festival is better organized than any other wine festival in the state. Now, they probably say that to every wine festival person, but we're taking it very seriously.
You should. I talked to Aaron from over there at Fenn Valley.
And, I know you did.
And he's impressed with what goes on here. And I know he'll be over here himself, as a part of Fenn Valley. And they're part of this in a couple of different ways, aren't
Absolutely. They? Absolutely. I called Aaron because we've always showcased the northwestern wineries in the Mission and Leelanau. And we decided it was time to go to some of the others. So we went down to Fenn Valley, who's been with us every year for 7 years. And I said, we want to showcase you and we want to showcase the Southwest. I said, can you give me a couple of places where people could stay? So he named the one of the top 10 romantic B&Bs in the whole country.
Yeah.
Who would think it'd be in Little Fennville?
Right.
So I and my Irish guy went down there to check it out, and the place is great.
It's beautiful.
And the first prize in the raffle package is going to be that, and the owner is going to be here to give it away.
Wow.
Oh, so yeah.
Exciting. Fenn Valley, a big part of it, and as you mentioned, 16 other wineries and many breweries also from around the state.
Yeah, we've got 7 breweries coming in, and one of them will be Shorts from the Traverse City area that we haven't seen in a few years. We're going to have the New Holland Brewing Company, which is part of the that first raffle prize that we're giving away. We're also going to have Mackinac. I think we've got Sheboygan. I would have to check my list, but sure. I'll tell you, they're great breweries. And of course, Bell's is always with us.
Of course.
So Oberon will be here.
It's happening Saturday, noon till 6. It's at Harbor Park right there in downtown East Tawas. Now, they can get their tickets now. Is that how it works? Or is this just at the door?
Yeah. No. In fact, I would advise them now if they want to take a little walk over to the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency or the Village Chocolatier, buy some great chocolate, or the Brew Crew or the Chamber of Commerce. They get those tickets for $10 each. That entitles them at the door to a commemorative glass and 3 drink tickets.
Nice.
That's for $10, but the day of the festival, it's $12. Because we pull those tickets Friday night at close of business.
All right, so get them now. Save yourself a couple of bucks, but do come out. And you mentioned 3 drinks, and we had talked before that most other places it's 2, and you've got the bonus one in there, so they can try 2 different wineries and a brewery or however they want to sample that.
Now, what they should remember is the prices of wine in our state have gone up. They are winning so many awards.
Yeah.
Internationally at the London Wine Show, which is the best in the business, and also in several of our wine shows here in the state of, or not in the state of Michigan, but in all 50 states. So that being said, some of our wines will be 2-ticket pours. So if they go to a table and they're told, yes, you can have 2 ounces, but it will be a 2-ticket pour, that's simply because it is a more expensive wine.
Okay.
And we reimburse for a more expensive wine.
All right. Very nice. Vendors, so. Yep. And of course, I think we've mentioned this before, but we can't stress enough that it is family friendly. Kids are invited here, right?
It is. Yeah. We hand out books at this event. And In the past, PNC has handed out stuff for kids, but this year they're going around with tote bags, and they're going to be walking through the festival with tote bags for people, because last year those were very popular. Most people don't come with a bag to carry home the poster they buy, or the wine glasses they buy, or indeed the bottle of wine they buy.
Wow. So bring the family out. It's going to be a fun event. As mentioned, wineries, breweries, we got lots of great food to eat, too. And you know what? One of the things I don't think we mentioned in either of the first two interviews, as you just mentioned before we went on, the ITZ is providing rides?
Absolutely. The Tawas Art Fair and the East Tawas Wine Festival, we go together.
Yeah.
And we pay for the IOSCO Transit to run a bus back and forth. It starts at noon. It runs every half hour between the festivals. Last year, we carried, I think, about 120 back and forth. And it even allows some of our artists to leave their festival for maybe an hour, come over, have a drink with a friend.
Right.
And in fact, the woman who did our poster this year, Elaine McCormick, she's going to come over and sign posters that buy between 2 and 3.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah.
So come on out, and I think between noon and 3, we'll have our own broadcast team out there. John Carroll and Marvin Lee will be out there broadcasting live. So we'll be up to the minute on what's happening out there.
That's fabulous. I you know, you guys have always been so supportive, and we did that broadcast last year.
Yeah.
And our vintners were thrilled.
Yeah.
And this year, I understand, Eric tells me from Griffin, that we've got a French guy in the crowd who really knows his wine. Uh-huh. So we're going to have to hunt him out.
You betcha. And you kind of alluded to it earlier in the interview, but because we were talking about Fen Valley, but the raffle's a big part of this event too.
You know, the raffle can earn us as high as $15,000.
Wow.
If we sell all the tickets, and we only print 3,000 tickets.
Yeah.
So that first prize is worth $1,500. It is a really gorgeous suite, the best suite the house has, over at Kingsley House Inn. There's chocolate, there's wine, there is a jacuzzi in the suite, there is a couple's massage, there is dinner out at a farm-to-table restaurant, gourmet restaurant close by, you can walk to it. There is a Fen Valley VIP tour and something at New Holland Brewery as well. I mean, this is a great package.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. And second prize, you know, Nordic Sports supports us every single year, and they give us a deal on kayaks, and so we have two kayaks, two paddles, two paddle jackets, and those are great folks for supporting our area. And the Herricks won that prize last year, he was just telling me how much they loved it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And third prize, though, is the one that an awful lot of people are getting interested in. It's a wheelbarrow. But it's full of wine and beer. And this isn't, you know, the Boone's Farm stuff we can buy or the box wine.
Sure.
Although there are good ones.
Yes.
But this is a good bottle of wine from each and every vintner that is there, and also bottles of beer from those who bring bottles with them.
So. Nice. So raffle tickets are available. How much are they, and where can they find them?
Raffle are 1 for $5 or 5 for $20, and I would urge people to buy at least 10.
Yes.
I mean, you want a really good chance.
Sure, yeah, for a really great prize, that's for sure. And you were talking about bottles of wine. They are also for sale there at the event.
Yeah, we started this a few years ago, but we never advertised it very well, so I'm here to say that if somebody really likes a wine, they simply ask the vintner for the wine name. He or she will write it on a piece of paper, probably write the price for them, so they can check it with us. They just come over, they get a ribbon for us, they pay for the wine, they go back to the vintner uncaps it, they can go drink it. If they finish it, that's fine, they can probably have another. But if they don't finish it and they want to take it, they simply go back to the vintner, they recap it, they must leave the ribbon on the bottle, and security will let them leave the festival. And that is by state law the way we have to do that.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be a great event, and it couldn't be done without some very fine sponsors who have definitely helped you out.
Yeah, you know, and on that note, I really need to offer an apology from me and my steering committee to one of our major sponsors. Now, you guys sponsor every year, and you're just fabulous, and we've never messed up. And Neiman sponsors every year, and when I owned a business, I used to sponsor every year. But inadvertently, Dr. Charles haircut was. Mm-hmm. Name got spelled wrong yesterday in the local paper. We are very sorry about that, no matter how it happened.
Yeah.
And so we probably could find at least one free glass of wine for him. But we really do appreciate one of our local doctors coming online to help us out this year. So thanks, Dr. Cudwell.
Yeah, very, very much. Very community-minded there. So thank you to all the fine sponsors. And again, we will be out there. And we've got, let's see. What else do we have to talk about?
Actually, I just wanted to mention the mandatory meeting
tomorrow
night for volunteers. Every once in a while, they think they really don't need to show up for that. But the fact is, we need them there. State law changes.
Okay.
We change the way we do things.
Yes. So meeting is at what time and where?
It'll start at 5:30. I expect to have folks out of there between 6:15 and 6:30. We have set the meeting up a little bit different from the way we do it in the past.
Okay, and that'll be right out there at the park.
Yes, it will.
All right, very good.
And, you know, we would like to ask people, please show up early so you can get signed in and give Patty Phillips your email for next year. And also, please show up for volunteering half an hour early, both at the noon session and the 3 o'clock session, because it allows the vintners to meet you, and it allows us to give you any last minute directions.
Very good. All right. I think we've covered just about everything except where they can get more information. How would they go about doing that?
They can call Ryan if they wish at Tawas Bay Insurance Agency. That number is 362-3409. And although I'm going to be leaving town for a funeral shortly, they can usually reach me at 362-8197. And in an unprecedented move, my cell phone, but please don't use it, but if you get an emergency, call me at 517-256-4841, I will respond.
Very good. The big fundraiser for the Friends of the East Tawas Library. It is Tawas Uncorked and Untapped, the 7th annual, this Saturday, noon to 6 at Harbor Park in East Tawas. Mac McKinnon, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday.
Hey, thanks a lot. You take care.